This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the live feed.
On tonight's live feed, I talked to Sweetgrass, a bluegrass band from Madison, Wisconsin, that played the Boats and Bluegrass Festival in Winona back in September. Their energetic live performances and diverse original repertoire have earned them attention and respect beyond the Midwest festival and club circuits. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Sweetgrass on tonight's live feed. I'm here at Boats and Bluegrass with Sweetgrass, and they just got done playing their set. You guys want to introduce yourself and let everyone know the instrument you play?
Sean Cielli, fiddle.
Cole Christensen on the banjo.
Mike Heading on the mandolin.
Okay, great. First of all, great set, guys. Awesome. So how did you guys meet? Like, how long have you been together? How'd the band come about?
Well, me and the guitar player met at an open jam in Madison. There's like some... There used to be some open jams there, and okay. We were all kind of starting to play and whatnot, so we would just jam. And then I'd heard there was a good band in town, this is in Madison, with a good fiddle player. So I went and saw, I just kind of sat, drank some beers, listened to him, and that's where I saw Chauncey, and Pat plays guitar and some other instruments in that band. So after they were done, I went up and asked him, I said, you want to jam sometime? I got a guitar player. And he was like, yeah. And he gave me his card. Because he's legit like that. He's got a card.
So. Businesslike, huh?
Yes. Yes, I was quite intimidated at the time. But
I was only 21 back then.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so they agreed to a jam, and then Trent and I and Chauncey and Pat had a jam in Chauncey's house one morning, and that's where Sweetgrass was born.
Cool. And played in a different band also called the New North String Band with Mike. Okay. Heading here, and Mike played banjo in that band, but he's also an awesome mandolin player, so one thing led to the next. And
cool. So kind of a mix of different bands that kind of came together?
Yeah.
Cool, okay. And then I have to ask, where does the name come from, Sweetgrass?
I can feel that one.
Okay.
Well, I mean...
We missed your introduction now. Can you tell the folks at home what your name is and what instrument you play?
My name is Patrick Spey. I play the upright bass.
Okay.
I've done a lot of actually prairie restoration with my parents. They own a farm west of Madison. Consequently, we had these books about prairie plants sitting around the house, and they have all these names of different plants that grow on the prairie. And I'd been doing some landscape restoration in my yard downtown. So we started picking names out of the book, like Big Blue Stem. There's a plant that grows in the prairie. But Sweetgrass, we just put a bunch into a hat. I took that with me to rehearsal. It got chosen. It gets mistaken for a lot of other different things, but right. It's actually got a lot of medicinal uses. North Americans have been using that plant for medicinal purposes for thousands of years.
Cool.
So it is a prairie plant that is native to North America, almost all of North America. So.
Okay, cool. So several different meanings there, kind of, huh? All right. So that kind of go with the music then? Like
it's a perennial, which means it comes back year after year.
Cool. So maybe maybe the bluegrass then is medicinal as well, like, you know.
The government has not banned it yet. That
would okay. Give them time. We'll be right back.
sky between the hill and the valley is a migrant working for a little pay. Send home to my family. We till the land and we tend it for the fruits they are winning. Oh, and my body's aching like a broken heart. The way don't seem fair. I have a dream.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
So you guys are based out of Madison, but are y'all from Wisconsin, or do we have some transplants?
Me and Cole, the banjo player from Minneapolis, originally. Cole was going to school out in Madison, so that's how he got transported there. And then I just got dragged along and started playing gigs and driving back and forth.
So did you guys know each other before you moved to Madison then, or?
No, actually, we didn't. Oh. We actually grew up like 5 minutes apart from each other, but never didn't know each other. So, yeah. So then, yeah, I knew Trent, and then Trent knew Cole, so then we got introduced, yeah.
Cool.
The first day Mike came down, I think it was the first time we were all in the same place at the same time. We ended up in the studio, and Mike laid down some Mando on some tracks that we had already done, and
nice.
It was just, yeah, we knew he was the guy.
Cool, so the band just kind of organically just kind of came together, huh?
So.
Nice, very nice. How about musical influences? Like, if we were to look at your CD player, or MP3 player, or whatever in the van or whatever, what would be in it right now?
I think we're all a little bit different. I think me and Trent maybe tend a little bit more to the really traditional bluegrass, but then we got guys that like classic rock too. I think Cole's had some Neil Young in his car every once in a while, or I know Pat listens to a bunch of different types of music. Chauncey's classically trained, so he's got a whole another bag of tricks too that we haven't explored yet.
Find that in my iPod though.
Okay, but a lot of varied influences then, it sounds like, huh? Cool. And we keep getting members of the band trickling in here. Let's get an introduction. Can you introduce yourself and let the folks in the home know what instrument you play?
Trent Cuthbert on the guitar from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, cool. What else inspires you besides like other musicians and artists?
People and places, you know. It's like it goes all the way back to the people, the pioneers who started this music. It's telling stories. We play a fair amount of original music on stage as well, and I think that's inspired a lot from the same thing that the pioneers were inspired by. So I don't know, what do you guys think?
I can say personally that like I've had people come up to you after a show and you can really tell when you've touched somebody inside and they say, wow, I haven't heard that, or you really, you know, they talk about the music. It's great for them to connect that way. It's to see a person light up. You can just tell when they really get into it. So
cool. Kind of a rewarding thing then that you get.
Both ways.
Very cool. How about albums? Where can we find your albums, or do you have anything new out?
We got nothing right now.
Okay, nothing. All right. Any plans for recording?
Not presently.
We talked about it.
Immediate future. We kind of talk about it and go back and forth, and the general consensus is we're going to wait.
Okay. You guys spend a lot of time playing shows then, or pretty busy? Or?
I think we all play quite a bit in a kind of a diversified arena. Play a lot. Last year we played a lot with Sweetgrass and been out to Rocky Grass, played out there and a couple other festivals. We also do quite a bit of bar stuff around Wisconsin, Minnesota. We hit the Twin Cities when we can. It's kind of all over there. We don't have like a set niche as far as venue goes.
Okay, cool. Open. You have any plans for like a tour or anything like that soon, or?
Not really.
Okay.
Tour right now.
Cool.
The tour grows.
Okay, so you just kind of take it as it comes then.
We are Sweetgrass from Madison, Wisconsin. We really appreciate being here.
This is our first time up here. Beautiful city of Winona. We're very, very happy to be here and glad to see you all. Who's sticking around all weekend? Who's going to be here tomorrow? Anyone going to be here tomorrow? Just that one? Oh, there's only going to be one guy here tomorrow. Well, we're heading out tonight then.
I guess we're going to continue with the original music and do another one that the fiddle player wrote called The Wind and the Rain.
Followed me here to dance with my sorrow. Wind and the rain, showers of sunlight burning my ears. The wind didn't blow, oh dear. The wind and the rain could have stood in my way and gotten me wet, but they haven't it yet. Birds are a chirping, it's heard in my ears. The rain didn't fall here, oh dear. If only a short time away, you're away, and I'm just a long time gone. Maybe I'll see you again and again, if only a short time away. Could have shook like a train, stealing my soul and my mind all the same. But you can't hear the song without two working ears. The wind didn't blow here, oh dear. If only a short time away, you're away, and I'm just a long time gone. Maybe I'll see you again and again, if only a short time away. We'll be right back.
And the rain could have swallowed me in and taken me somewhere. I wish that it did. The hat that I'm wearing don't cover my ears. The wind didn't blow here, oh dear. If only a short time away, you're away, and I'm just a long time gone. Maybe I'll see you again and again, if only a short time away. If only a short time away, you're away, and I'm just a long time gone. Maybe I'll see you again and again, if only a short time away. So when will I see you again and again, if only a short time away?
Oh, Mike Butterscotch.
Time is now, buddy.
All right, that was a song written by Shaunti Ali on the fiddle there. Now we're going to unleash Mike Butterscotch on the mandolin.
All right. We got one Butterscotch fan out there. Soon to be more. Soon to be more.
All right, kick it off, Fonto.
All right, I'm going to try and sing you a traditional bluegrass song called The Roving Gambler.
A deck of cards, I'll lay my money down.
Lay my money down, lay my money down.
Well, I had not been to Frisco many more weeks than three when I met up with a pretty little girl. She fell in love with me.
Fell in love with me,
fell in love with me. Parlor, cooled me with a fan, whispered low in her mother's ear, I love this gambling man.
Love this gambling man, love this gambling man.
Oh daughter, oh dear daughter, how can you treat me so? Leave your dear old mother and with the gambler go.
With the gambler go,
with the gambler go. Frisco, I wound up in Maine. I met up with a gambling man. We got in a poker game.
Got in a poker game.
Got in a poker game. I put my money in the pot. He dealt the cards around. I saw him deal from the bottom of the deck, so I shot the gambler down.
Shot the gambler down.
Shot the gambler down. For my name, the warden said as he locked the door, you've gambled your last game.
Gambled your last game.
Gambled your last game.
Thank you.
Mr. Michael Hedding.
How about your writing process? How does that happen? Do you guys write individually and then bring it in, or does it just happen all together?
I think we've pretty much done everything up to this point individually. Usually one person brings a song that they said they wrote and then kind of introduce it to everyone else. And then I guess sometimes people throw in, you know, other people kind of maybe craft it a little bit. But it seems like usually the whole tune is pretty much there before it gets introduced to everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah, and if it really sucks, then we just don't do it, but...
Right, okay, cool. So you bring it in and then kind of vote on it, see what happens, maybe play around with it. Okay. How about most memorable or embarrassing favorite shows, any stories like that?
Oh, I got one. Recently, we played a wedding in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, and we'd been there for 3-4 hours just hanging around, getting set up, you know. Dinner time happened, everything's running smoothly, drinks are flowing fruitfully, and we start our first song, finally, and about 30 seconds into it, a huge vintage green, was it a Corvette?
It was a Dodge Charger.
Muscle car, Dodge Charger, peels out of the parking lot, loses control, and runs full force into a parked car, and the entire wedding just
in
like...
In the middle of the first song.
Entire wedding just like jumps out of their seats and
runs out of the tent away from us.
Oh no, that must
we kept... played on.
Yeah, we
finished the song.
Awesome.
The people calm. Titanic is going down.
See, there's that medicinal effect there.
We kept playing.
Cool. That's awesome. So you guys said this is the first time you've been to this festival, right? What do you think so far?
Awesome. Great. Great location.
Yeah, I was surprised that we drove in. I was surprised at all the tents and all the people here. I was, gosh.
Yeah, it's a pretty good turnout.
It's also fitting because we're kind of like half Minnesota, half Wisconsin band, you know, and this is kind of right in the gray zone.
We both claim the Mississippi.
Right. You guys did a Lou Reed song. How does that come about? Do you guys do a lot of covers like that? Uh-oh, I see a guilty look over here.
I started, before I played bluegrass, I played in a rock and roll band. I did a lot of Lou Reed and... Uh-huh. Early Rolling Stones, Beatles, kind of stuff like that. So, and I think some people that I've talked with say my bass playing is, they can tell, they're like, I can tell you were an electric bass player before instead of, you know, so.
Cool, so just kind of carried over into this.
Yeah, a little bit. A lot of bands play rock and roll tunes that are.
I have something, so that, the Lou Reed song was actually maybe the second Sweetgrass rehearsal of all time.
Really?
Pat started playing that, and we just kind of started, you know, oh, what's that? We started playing. So that's actually one of, like, the original Sweetgrass.
Cool.
It's a big, it's a fan favorite in Madison.
Yeah. Excellent.
Came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then she was a he. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Oh. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was giving head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Oh, oh. Thank you. Seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Oh, oh. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Oh, oh. Do, 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 do.
Big old Pat Space swinging the doghouse bass.
I noticed that everyone sings. Was that kind of a conscious decision, or does it just kind of happen that way?
We'd all get angry at each other if we didn't let each other sing.
It's anarchy. It's chaos. There's no rhyme or reason.
It's everyone kind of fighting for the front, huh? Yeah.
They're all like trying to beat noise.
Me. They're trying to take my spot in the middle of the stage.
Right? Okay.
We're all fighting to not be the front man.
Cool. So what's in store for Sweetgrass? What's on the horizon? Any big plans? Or?
I guess it's as good as ours.
Okay. Kind of let the chips fall where they may, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of the overall theme, I think, at this point.
Excellent.
Having fun with your friends.
What's that?
Having fun with your friends.
Nice.
Getting paid to have a good time.
There you go. There you go. You can't argue with that. Any other thoughts or anything you want to tell our listeners?
Keep coming out. You guys are what makes us fun and what makes it fun for us and what makes the scene. So be good to each other and keep supporting bluegrass and old-time music.
Cool.
Go Brewers.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks for sitting down and talking with me, guys. Really appreciate it. Great set. So hope to see you back here in the future.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks again to Sweetgrass for joining us on tonight's live feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM. On the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.